Our grammars are all constrained by something that we call universal grammar. Universal grammar is this thing in our heads that we're born with. Not a language acquisition device, that's something different. Universal grammar is this knowledge source that, according to Noam Chomsky and people who fall into his camp like Steven Pinker, believe that we are all, as human creatures, genetically endowed with knowledge that constrains the way languages can function. So you take any language around the world, no matter how different those languages look on the surface, at very abstract levels, the properties are absolutely the same, or they must obey certain rules. Okay, we're going to see some examples in a minute. Now, what we want to know is, if we believe that we're born with that, and that's what helps us in our first language acquisition, what about second language acquisition? Well, one of the best evidences or pieces of evidence for the role of universal grammar in second language acquisition, what's called the poverty of the stimulus argument. And this goes back to Plato's problem and the whole idea of how we come to know more than what we were exposed to. How do we come, for example, in English, if it's your first language, to know that certain sentences are impossible? You're only exposed to possible sentences, right? You only get grammatical sentences. Grammatical in the sense is syntactically well-formed. We're not talking about slips of the tongue. So you only get exposed to what's called positive data. So how do you come to know that things aren't possible? Okay, well, let's look at some examples.